in continuing on a description of this God of fortresses, and I want to stick to the original Hebrew there because it impacts this verse directly. He's going to honor this God of fortresses. It's a God whom his fathers knew not, and he's going to honor it with gold and silver and precious and pleasant things. And in verse 39, it continues on, he'll do this in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. This God, if you look, we know that the papacy took the pagan gods, Christianized them, and brought them into the religion of Catholicism. But if you look into the history of paganism, you will not find a God of fortresses, which is in your King James in verse 38, it says the God of forces. The original Hebrew is fortresses. There is no God of fortresses, but there is a goddess of fortresses. And in the Hebrew, there's nothing incorrect about not putting a feminine or a masculine on the word God in this passage. This passage can be understood of a goddess of fortresses, but it gets translated a God of fortresses. And there is a goddess of fortresses. And the first place I came across this understanding was in the book The Two Babylons by Hislop. And if you don't have this book, this is one of the books that, from my personal understanding, I've always said that when someone joins the Adventist Church, this is one of the books they ought to be handed off right at the beginning. Now, it's not written by an Adventist, and when you get to the end of it where it has some prophetic ideas, they're not accurate. But to give the history of Babylon and then tie it into Catholicism, this is the book that is used as the source of reference for all the books that you see out there on modern Babylon and ancient Babylon in the world today. This is the source for most of them. And on page 29, Hislop starts speaking about this goddess of fortresses. It says, in Daniel 11:38, we read of a god called Allah Mahuzin, that is, the god of fortifications. Who this god of fortifications could be, commentators have found themselves at a loss to determine. In the records of antiquity, the existence of any god of fortifications